sports listeners. I'm your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday.
This whole hour of Santa Barbara Teen Athletes. Woo! And we're talking all athletes.
Welcome. I'm going to say world, because when I look at who's tuning in, it's the world. And that always makes me feel really good. We've got in the house Ryan Quirk. Ryan, you wrote a book, which I love, and you probably don't know, but I did leave a wonderful review, because you know how important those reviews are. As an author, I was told that I need to have at least double-digit reviews before you actually even start the launching of the marketing. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
I wanted to participate in that review. Great book. Talk about it.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. It was a long time coming, and we're still in that phase. I just got it in a bookstore here, two bookstores in Santa Barbara the other day, and we're going to look to make an audiobook for anyone who, you know, wants to listen to it instead of read it. And I'm just glad, because although we're just in the early stages of getting it out there, it seems to be helping a lot of people, which is the main goal.
Yes, because today we're going to be doing chapter 4. Releasing negative beliefs and overcoming negative emotions, which fits right in with Dominique's life hack it. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to the movie. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, there you go. We got Don Sanders. How you doing, Don?
Real well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to your hygge today. Christine Marie is in the house.
I'm
She's
here.
My soul sister from a different mister. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good, thanks. So happy to be here.
Woo! You want to share about your journeys? You got some cool things going on the next few months. You want to share or no?
Oh, sure. Well, I'm taking a journey to Peru, and I'm doing some really... I'm going to go do some... I guess some powerful healing work down there. So I'm pretty excited.
Ooh, yeah. Healing work.
Three weeks. Yeah.
So what do they do? Put you in a tent, fill it with smoke. I don't know what that is. What is that?
I'll share about it when I get back. How about that?
Okay.
I'm really clear.
Yeah. All right. And never last and never least, who's become another sister from a different mister. Stephanie Forrester is in the house. How you doing, Steph?
Great. Good.
Yeah, good. you having a good hair day. I can see.
Yeah.
That's funny. Exactly. Awesome. All right. You're going to be talking to us, and I want you to participate. We've got a guest here. We're going to get right to him after we have our recap. We've got our sports recap. Okay. We're going to do that first. And then after that, we've got a guest this week, and I'm excited. Francisco Sandoval. He's one of my Braille students, for those who don't know. I read every morning to, I have a few Braille students. I actually took over some Dominique's overflow. I've been doing it for a few years now, and I really, 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 really enjoy it. I recommend anybody to find something that you can donate a few hours a week. Doesn't matter what it is. It's just been so rewarding. It starts my morning. Every day I do it. I do it for 2-3 hours a day, and I feel wonderful, because you can just feel the love between two people. It's just super nice. And whatever that is, whether it's mentored, I don't care if you're making sandwiches for the homeless. I don't care if you're taking a person to the grocery store, but if everybody who has the time can like take a few hours a week, that would just be honestly, I think, impactful, and it would change the needle a little bit of what's going on in the world today. So anyways, without further ado, we've got Nick Jaden in the house. I'm looking at him. He's going to give us our sports recap, and then we've got Frankie right after these messages.
Thanks, Erica. I'm Nick Jaden, and you are listening to your SB360 Weekly Sports Recap. Starting off with UCSB baseball, they played 3 games last week. They beat LMU 8-6 and played Hawaii twice, where they won 8-2 and 10-6. In the Gauchos' last win, Jackson Flora, who was the winning pitcher of that game, who now has a record of 2-1. Matt Ager picked up the save, and that is his second of the season. First baseman Xander Darby went 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs, helping the Gauchos get the win over the Rainbow Warriors. The Gauchos' next game is against UCLA and also UC Davis, where they have a three-game series against them over the weekend. Now, moving sports, UCSB men's volleyball. They just finished up their regular season with an overall record of 9-17 and 2-8 in conference. They finished last place in the Big West Conference. However, all teams will make the playoffs, so the Gauchos will take on 5th-ranked Hawaii. They finished with a record of 22-6 and a 5-5 record in conference. Good luck to our Gauchos. UCSB softball, they played Long Beach State in a three-game series. Sadly, they lost all three games. Their record now sits at 13-23. This week, they will play Cal State Fullerton. Hopefully, the Gauchos can get back into the win column against Fullerton. Westmont baseball, they played against Azusa Pacific this last week in two games where they won 9-4 and 11-3. In the Warriors' first win against Azusa Pacific, it went into extra innings where the Warriors scored 5 runs in the top of the 10th. They also homered 3 times thanks to Daniel Patterson, Michael Soper, and Trey Dunn. This week, they'll play Azusa Pacific again in a doubleheader, which is a makeup, while they also have 4 games against Biola. Sticking with the theme of baseball, however, switching schools, SBCC Baseball, they had 3 games against Moore Park this past week. They were able to pick up all 3, 12-2, 5-1, and 8-0. With these last 3 wins, this puts the Vaqueros on a 6-game win streak. In the last game against Moore Park, which they won, Bradley Johnson was the winning pitcher. He has now a record of 6-2. And by the help of the bat, Ethan Rodriguez, who plays right field, went 3-for-4 with an RBI. SBCC Men's Volleyball had their sophomore night on Friday. They won 3-0 against L.A. Pierce, and they finished up their regular season on a 4-game win streak. They finished with an overall record of 9-8 and 7-5 in conference. The regular season is now over, so playoffs will begin, and the bracket will come out later this week, so hopefully they will get a good seed and puts them in the best position to win state. SBCC softball, they had 4 games this last week and went 2-2. They won against Pierce and Cuesta, however lost 2 games against Cabrillo. However, in their win against Pierce, they won 19-2, so it was an absolute domination for the Vaqueros. They have 3 games left before their season is over, where they will play Moore Park, Oxnard, and Allen Hancock. SBCC Women's Beach Volleyball, they played against Ventura and Glendale this past Friday. However, they lost Ventura 3-2, but clean slate against Glendale 5-0. They now have a 14-4 overall record while maintaining an 8-2 record in conference. Their next games are against Moore Park and Cuesta. So good luck to Arvik. And that is it for your SB360 Sports Recap. Signing out, I'm Nick Jaden. Back to you, Erica.
You, Nick nailed it again. Nick Jaden, he's got it. Did you give him any tips or anything, Dr. D? Or is this just, this fluidity is just all natural?
It's all natural.
It's all natural. I like it. Hey, I don't know if I told you, and I don't even know if you checked this place out, but we have a new partner.
Really?
Yes.
Who would that be?
Partner, and it's food. We love food partners.
Yes.
It's La Guiarita. And the owners are Esteban and Julissa.
Is that the place right across from the Goleta Community Center?
Yes.
In Old Town Goleta.
That's where we went.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
They're right next to the laundromat.
Yes.
Excellent.
It was good. So what had happened was Dominique jumped in late, but we had this little impromptu
birthday party for Rebecca.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Rebecca.
We love you, Rebecca. Anyway, we had like, it turned 2, turned into 4, turned into 8, turned into 9. We also invited Jesse. He used to be the pit master over at Goodland. And I had him come over. And then Anthony was supposed to come over, but he was in a meeting. But we had this amazing, I'd never been in there before. It's cool when you've never been to it. As soon as I walked in, I'm like, hola! You know, that's as far as my Spanish goes. You know what I'm saying? You know,
you've been learning German.
I'm a diamond. I'm in the Diamond League in Duolingo in German. So yeah, I could have definitely pulled that off. So yeah, so let's do this. What they're gonna do moving forward? We're not gonna do it this week, but for next week, all athletes be on alert. We are gonna give away to the best high school athlete next week and or college. I don't know, I haven't decided yet. The California Burrito is gonna be gifted. So, let's taco about it and celebrate the great game. You like that, Dean?
That's good.
Yeah, really? You like that?
Well, I had two cheese enchiladas. It came with a green sauce. Oh, it was absolutely delicious. Yeah. Everything is authentic Mexican food. It was really, really delicious.
I had the chile relleno. It was awesome. Very authentic rice and beans. It was really good. It was not your average meal. <That's> so stupid. So,
but they've been,
what's your favorite?
Well, I like a combination of things. I like chimichangas, but I also like, and this is one place that I don't know if they serve these or not. Boy, I might suggest it to them. But we've had at other places what they call a guacamole taco. It has all the other stuff in it, instead of chicken or beef or what have you, it's filled with guacamole.
Nice.
Well, they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. I'm going to give the number out a couple of times. 805-964-3136. That's 805-964-3136. If you have large groups, baseball, any kind of sport, you know, go in there with your uniforms. Mention Teen Sports Radio. All right. And we'll see. I think they'll take really good care of you. The address, again, is 5698 Hollister Avenue. So, Dr. D, what's good for you? When do you want to go? We got to go check it out.
Well, I could do that, as a matter of fact, probably Wednesday.
Wednesday! So we'll be there Wednesday. That's exciting. What are you going to order?
Well, if they do indeed serve chimichangas, I might try that.
Chimichanga!
Another one of my favorites, of course, is tamales. Tamales.
I love
tamales. Oh, man.
Woo! All right, so tamale. It's tamale time.
That's right.
We got a big show. Stick it right here, right now. We'll be back with more after these messages. Our Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Woo! Oh, this has been a long time coming. I'm really excited and super honored to introduce our today's guest, Francisco Sandoval. He's got quite a story. He's one of my students, and he's just a magical being, and I'm super impressed by his progress this last year. And this guy, at the very least, you could say he's a fighter. Everybody put your hands together. Frankie Sandoval. We could all call him Frankie. Woo! But everybody's clapping, Frankie, I promise.
Thank you. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. So listen, I'm going to let you take lead, and I just want you to start, you know, from the beginning, tell your story. And we'll just preface it by saying you were a super, super athletic kid growing up. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us what's going on.
All righty. So, so growing up, I was a really athletic kid. I would always push myself to the limit. I was always competitive. I've always wanted to be the first one, but obviously there's lots of people that want to be the first one, you know. Growing up, I didn't make that many wise decisions. Growing up, I my parents had me at a young age, so they couldn't really pretty much attend to me whenever I needed them. So I kind of drifted myself off into gangs, and I started at a really young age, at the age of 11, and slowly but surely, I started, you know, getting more into heavier and heavier stuff, and eventually, you know, everybody has to grow up at one point of time in their life, and that point of time being was when I found out that I was going to have a son. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't want my son to know about my life like this. You know, I don't want him to follow in the same footsteps as his father. And I graduated, you know, from Moore Park High School. I actually tried playing a corner for Coach Husingate for the Moore Park Musketeers. Fortunately, I had a seizure at the time being, so I couldn't get, I pretty much had to be on the sideline. So then I just, you know, focused myself onto just my son that was about to be born. And so that being said, after high school, I was doing really good. You know, I was always working, trying to maintain my family. At the time, I was married to my son's mother. Unfortunately, one night, I made the critical mistake of going to a Halloween party. And I went to this Halloween party, and I ran into my old life. And that old life, you know, will always haunt me till this day.
Frankie, I gotta stop you right there, because I'm looking at Stephanie and she's really touched. I just need to share this with you because you can't see us on the Zoom, but she's emotional about your story, and it's just heart-wrenching. She had lost her son in a fentanyl overdose February 22nd in 1922, and he was 22 at the time. So when she hears things like this, I just need you to know that your story is helping. So this is a beautiful thing. So what I want to know is, you left your body. Talk to us about that.
So when I had died, when I flatlined, it felt like it was a cold sensation throughout my whole body. I left my body. It's called astral projection. I see my own body there, pretty much laying on the gurney. And I pretty much reached heaven. It was honestly how they all say it. It's peaceful, so calming. You feel welcome and warm, but I couldn't stay. You know, that was something that I couldn't do. God did not want me in heaven yet. And the reason why was because I had a little boy. At the time being, when my accident happened, my son was only 1 year old. And I was pretty much the life of the party for him. You know, I would play with him. I would take him out. I was the silly dad that, you know, that everyone wants to be with their son. And his name is Mateo. And that's ironic because Mateo means God's gift. That's, every name has a meaning. And I didn't know the meaning until everyone told me after. Like, oh, you know what your son's name means? And I was like, no, I do not. Like, it means God's gift. And truly he is, because I'm here for my son, and fortunately, I can't be in his life right now due to just some relationship issues, but I'm still trying my best to try to reach out to him. And Erica here, she's a wonderful woman. She has sent my son up a series of her books, her children's books, to my son, which I hope that he can enjoy, and I hope that his grandpa can read to him soon. And he can just, you know, enjoy that for himself, and just in the future see how much that I've tried to be in his life. And I will, no matter how old they are, you know, as a parent, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old, they're your little baby boys, you know, baby girls, you know, if you have a girl. And yeah.
So let me ask you one more question, because I know everybody wants to ask you a question. So I'll ask one more question and I'll shut up. The voice that you heard, was it just a knowing, or did you actually hear something? And like, what did it sound like? Because everybody's situation when they cross over is different.
It was a soft, but hard, like a manly voice, just soft, like as in like as a father. But yeah, our father, father figure, just, you know, letting me know like everything's gonna be okay. And I was scared. I was scared. You know, I did not know what was going on. I thought all this was a dream. And every so often I hear this voice when I'm like, you know, down, like pretty much down deep, you know, I get depressed. I think to myself like, what would have been if I didn't go to that party? But I'm assured to myself that I'm a purpose for everyone and for myself and for others, that God is real, and that, you know, kids should just listen to their parents. You know, parents know best. Parents live you know, they've lived before us, you know, so they know the ropes, you know, so we need to listen to them and to their knowledge and what they have to, you know, teach us, because they've lived life before us, you know. We can just say, like, us kids, like, oh, yeah, it's okay, you know, I'm invincible, I can do this, but it's not true, you know. Everyone's, you know, everyone can be touched, you know, everyone can be hurt, and just, it's a matter of, like, how you live your life, and if you want to live your life happy, or if you want to live your life like how I did, you know, growing up in gangs at a young age, and everything comes back, you know, whether it's 10 years from now, 5 years from now, you know, it's kind of like, in a sense, karma is real, you know, everything you put out into this life will come back to you, whether it's good or bad, and if you don't get it back, then that's it, you know, you just have to be grateful for what you have.
Nice. Christine?
Well, I think that, yeah, the gratitude changes everything.
Nobody knows what to say. It's like awesome. It's like, what do you
know,
say?
You've got it, you know. I mean, gratitude is one of those things that changes everything. One of the things I like to say with a card that I get, I think it's the Five of Coins, and it's about worry, and it's about being in the present moment, and it's about, you know, there's nothing, no amount of regret will change the past, and no amount of anxiety will change the future, but any smidgeny, tiny bit of gratitude changes everything. It helps us realize that, you know, I like to say God never says no. In a way, God just says, you know, God says, I have something better planned for you, or yes, or, you know, hold on, just wait a minute, you know, be patient. And so I also find that, you know, the universe, my higher self, whatever you want to say, has plans better for me than my little brain can. And so, you know, being present and being grateful and being in the flow of the world is very helpful, or in the flow of my life, connected and feeling positive and grateful. So I really appreciate that perspective. Thank you for sharing that.
Nice. Ryan.
I have very few words. That was an incredibly inspiring and beautiful story. My friend, you're an inspiration. My heart started to kind of pound out of my chest as you were saying that. And I'm glad you're here, because I think more people need to hear your story. And I'm glad that you're doing good things. And honestly, I'd love to connect sometime in the future. What you were saying is something I'd love to talk to you more about, because I feel like I have a lot to learn from you and from that experience. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And keep going. That is incredible.
Yeah, you got to look at
thank
it.
You this guys very to, much.
Yeah, this happened to when he was 19. He's your age, Ryan, you know?
Oh, I can't even believe it.
It's like a shift. He's 23 now, but Stephanie.
Yes, the gratitude part is unbelievable. Years ago, my boss and I started a program that we did it out of our office, Dr. John Padilla, and it was called the Liberty Program. And what we did was we got a certain laser that removed tattoos from people that were in gangs and didn't want to have the tattoos anymore. And these people were gangs were very grateful, and it was a very successful program. And that was,
beautiful. Excellent. Don Sanders, and then we got to go to break.
Yeah, in the spiritual teachings I've been part of, the Lotus Sutra talks about we all have like a gem, a priceless gem inside of us. And it's kind of like if there's a parable about it, or a teaching story. A poor man is going through the world making all these kinds of, having these kind of experiences like Francisco is talking about and others have talked about here. And comes to find out that years before, a friend had sewn a priceless jewel into his coat. And that basically means that we have an innate, amazing, you know, we have something, our life is precious and worthy of respect if we treat it with respect. And so we need to help each other find that in our, you know, that brightness, and to do that each in our own way. And this is a great example of that.
I'm just so proud of you, Frankie. You know, you and I, we've been down that road together, and I coached 28 years, but I'm just coaching you, baby. That's it. That's what I'm trying to do. Just coach you up, because you are my inspiration. But I don't want you to know.
You're a great coach.
Aw, you know me, because I love you. That's what it is. But listen, we've got Dominique Hackett, Life's Hackett. Stay here. We'll be back with more after these messages.
Ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. Because baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hello, I'm Dominique Hackett with Santa Barbara Wellness Center. This is a Teen Life Hackett moment, a quick segment to turn an old familiar fairy tale wisdom into real life magic. Today, we're weaving the timeless tale of Cinderella, we all know Cinderella, into a grand guide for navigating challenges and the adventures of being a teen. So, let's dive into these enchanting life hacks. The first is one that we all harp on, time management. But why do you need time management? You need it so you can get more sleep. Sleep is the number one thing you need, teens, in order to be successful as a teen athlete and be successful in your academics. So just like Cinderella had to leave the bell at midnight, your time management is crucial. By planning your day and prioritizing your tasks, you're transforming your bustling schedule into a well-orchestrated sleep schedule. Think about it that way, that this is your sleep schedule. And let technology help you out. There's lots of different apps and stuff. If you haven't checked out Motion, look at some reviews on YouTube. Second life hack, dress for success. Now, I know your mom or your dad or maybe your grandparents said this to you, but think about Cinderella. She transformed herself, not just because of the dress, but it gave her confidence. So dressing for success teaches us the power of how we see ourselves. So you want to wear something that reflects your best self. A neat appearance boosts your confidence. It opens doors, and much like Cinderella, it got her entrance to the ball, right? Life hack number three, kindness and networking. So Cinderella had this value of being kind, and she made allies in every corner of her world. So emulate Cinderella's story by nurturing connections with a wide range of people. Remember, a simple act of kindness can be like magic that enchants your path and creates opportunities. And maybe you create a friendship that lasts a lifetime. Life hack number four, take breaks. So even though Cinderella had lots of chores to do, she found time to dream. It's really crucial to step away from your responsibilities and indulge in activities that rejuvenate your spirit. So if you've never done a vision board or some journaling, you can look up some YouTube videos of what other teens are doing and get some great ideas. Life hack number five, resourcefulness. Cinderella's story is all about how resourceful she was. She took mice and pumpkins and turned them into something magic, right? She made the most of her surroundings. So look around. There are resources for learning and growing everywhere. Be inventive with what you have, and you'll find that the ordinary things can be transformed into something extraordinary. Life hack number six, seek guidance. So remember, in Cinderella, she had a fairy godmother who she turned to for wisdom, right? So don't be afraid to seek advice from those who have gone this path before you. You've got mentors, teachers, family members. Lots of people can light your way through the dark forest and guide you towards your goal. Life hack number seven, stay true to yourself. Amidst all that glit and glamour, Cinderella never lost sight of who she was. In a world that's constantly trying to shape you, hold firm to your values and beliefs. This is your greatest strength. Let your inner light guide you. And like Cinderella, you're going to find your way through life to a life that is full of meaning. Life hack number eight, make the most of opportunities. When opportunities arose, Cinderella, she jumped right into it. Wow, crazy things. Opportunities are your doorways to your dreams. Join clubs, volunteer, take up an internship. Every step you take is a step closer to exploring your dreams and developing the principles and values that you want to live your life by. Life hack number 9, patience and perseverance. So think about Cinderella. It didn't happen overnight. Good things take time. Your dreams and your goals might feel like they're in a land far away, right? But with patience and persistence, every step forward in your journey, and enjoy this journey, it's your process of being. And everyone deserves to be seen and heard and loved simply because we exist. We are one humanity on this beautiful Mama Earth planet. So embrace your journey, because every challenge you face is kind of like a dragon that you've conquered, and the dragon has wisdom and treasures for you. My last life hack for you for today, embrace change. When you think about the story of Cinderella, everything was changing, right? Magical changes all the time. There were twists and turns and unusual things that happened. So growth requires stepping out of the unknown, stepping out of the known into the unknown. And everywhere there's a challenge, it's an adventure. Every obstacle, it's a chance to learn and bring you closer to what you've been dreaming. So we want to impress on our current high school teen athletes. These old stories from the past contain life hacks. Like this old story of Cinderella, you have the power to transform your life. Here are the life hacks once again. We talked about time management so you get good sleep, dress for success, the importance of being kind and networking, taking breaks, be resourceful, seek guidance, think on it. Who's currently your fairy mother, fairy godmother, or fairy godfather? Or maybe you're someone, you're a godfather or godmother to a good friend of yours. Stay true to yourself, make the most of opportunities, have patience and persistence, and last but not least, embrace change. When everything else fails, you know this is one thing you can count on. Change is happening. So remember, you can also be your own fairy godmother. Your vision of being, of bringing about a kinder, more beautiful planet, you'll make this happen. You'll help yourself and your community. It's your courage and wisdom and heart that leads you. So next time, we'll keep talking about how you can create your own magic. This is Dominique Hackett with Life Hacks for Teens. Dream big, stay true, and carve your path with kindness. Talk to you again next week. I hear a song that takes me back. And I let go with so much freedom. Freedom. I'm gonna get to, cause it's my freedom. When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like freedom. I hear a song that takes me back, and I let go with so much freedom.
Back, and this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hi, this is Stephanie Forrester, community activist here. Wanted to talk a little bit about our opiate and fentanyl problem that we're problem or epidemic or war or whatever you want to call it. I was approached by Bill Brown in 2022 when he first started Project Opiate, and his efforts were to collaborate with all law enforcement's medical teams to see if we could come together and see what we could do about the fentanyl problem. So our fentanyl has increased to 51% last year. We had 226 deaths in 2023 to fentanyl. So he went to the Board of Supervisors last Tuesday to ask for more money for budgeting, basically to see that if we could get some more narcotic division crews out there. And he was pretty much shut down by them. They compared it to some of the other budget planning that he had done, and didn't work. Their words to me, when you have the Board of Supervising telling your Bill Brown that he squirreled away the money, so we're not going to get any more money for the fentanyl project, and basically said, what do you think? Money grows in the back of money grows on trees in our backyards, and that was a terminology that was used during that meeting, and it is not about funds. It's not about fund. You can't compare funding to the lives of kids or the life of anybody. The life of death. You can't compare funding like that.
Let's flip this. All right, so Frankie, let's have you dive in here. So if I gave you unlimited amount of money, just name me one thing that what we could do, because what we have been doing hasn't been working, and it hasn't been working because we've spiked 51%. So whatever we're doing, we should stop doing it and like maybe all come together and form another, maybe have to do with another coalition on top of another coalition. But honestly, I would get to guys like you. Now, the Anthony Rodriguez's, and ask them, because they've been on the other side of it. So what say you?
I think that they should, just like how they make special units for anything and everything, they should make a special unit for opiates and fentanyl, because it is booming. Nowadays, you don't know whether you're going to get the real pill or are you going to get fentanyl. And I think that it's murder, like what these people are doing.
Whoa,
they're doing
well. Wait a second. I love that. Okay? It's murder. The irony to me is we got guys still finishing up the last leg of their 30-year sentence because of a pound of weed, okay, which is legal right now. All right? And we are not looking at I look at it like this. You said this to me, Frankie. It's a cold case when you say accidental death. So you had, remind me, Stephanie, how many deaths were there?
226 last year.
Okay, so how about we say
226 in 2023. Okay,
Let me finish. So if we say 226, instead of saying accidental deaths, if we say, which goes in a folder, in a file, in a closet. So if we say 226 murders, unless you're going to say there was suicide, you know, we take that out. So then what happens? Oh, you have to triple your manpower, right? Am I right? Because how are you going to
That's exactly what Bill Brown did, is he actually convicted for the first time in California, convicted somebody that had given somebody fentanyl and they died. He convicted them here in Santa Barbara for murder.
Okay, so those 226 other deaths, we should make those all murders, right?
Exactly.
No? Don Sanders.
Yeah, and as everybody here knows, I lost a son to fentanyl in Christmas Eve time of 2022, and he got it through pot. And if that substance is available in such massive quantities all over, you know, you can, it seems like remote from individuals and you know, any specific intent to harm somebody else. But what else is it going to do? It's tasteless. It's odorless. You don't know it's there, and then your heart stops when you consume it. So murder is not too strong a term. And if people could see it that way and how they would feel about that being directly, you know, done to their loved ones or things like that, there's got to be some way then that the problem can be addressed in a more humanistic manner than, you know, like, oh, it's just so big, we don't know, we can't do anything, and we can't throw more money at it. That's ridiculous.
Right. I got a quick question for you, because I know you enough to know that these are not the circles that you hang in with. But just say, for example, it's a Friday night, you're hanging out with your friends and you're just, you know, doing whatever, but you find yourself in a group of people that are doing things that, you know, kids do your age. You're not going to go up to them and say, hey, where did you get that? Did you get that from a dispensary? Did you get, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. you're not going to be the police, right? No. And you know it's out there, but that one puff, you know, you could be dead, or that one pill or whatever. So, like, what is it like right now? You're 19 years old.
Yeah, I think the thing that worries me is that what we've kind of normalized as a society, which is like normalizing excessive consumption of marijuana, alcohol, and these other things. And that's the thing that scares me the most is the lacing of fentanyl. My cousin, who's a really good guy, who just like never like excessively partied, smoked a little bit of pot, and he got laced with, not with fentanyl, but with Molly, with ecstasy. But that just goes to show he grew up in a nice town, wealthy area, and ended up getting laced with something. So I think that's what scares me the most. And I have two younger brothers who are coming up in high school and eventually going to go off to college and, you know, party and stuff like that. And I think we're not taking it as seriously as we need to at all, especially amongst people in my age range. No, it's not taken seriously enough at all.
Okay, Christine, real quick, we got to go.
Yeah, well, I do know that the actually Supervisor Laura Capps went with a group and passed out Narcan before Deltopia because they knew that they couldn't stop the kids from partying, but they wanted to save as many, you know, help as many people as they could. So I think that that's fast. I mean, they are taking it seriously. They are trying to help address it, but how do we address it? How do we stop it? Right? I mean, I remember when I was at UCSB, they were cracking down, telling us we couldn't party, but that never worked, you know.
Well, I just, you know, I know Stephanie, we got to go, and I want to get to Ryan's section. We'll continue this, but Stephanie has called all the schools. Okay, so Narcan, one thing I'm talking about education. We need to get these programs in the schools to teach kids.
Well, kids need to understand that they do have to ask the questions. They do. The whole world's changed now. It's different. And they should never, in our IDP program, they say the only things that you could actually take would be, you know, sealed, you know.
Thanks.
Anyways.
I got you.
From all a dispensary, right, Ryan, or from the grocery store.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Ryan Quirks, right up next. And this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Alrighty, so today we're going to be talking about chapter 4 of my book, An 18-Year-Old's Guide to Self-Mastery, which is negative beliefs. So what I want people to understand is that negative beliefs are the only thing separating you from an extraordinary experience of life. Imagine that your energy flow, and we live in a universe of energy, this is what scientists are saying now too, your energy flow is a kind of like a river current that is constantly trying to carry you towards love and connection and abundance and all of these wonderful things. And the only thing that stops it, if you just look at like a normal river, is when you place a giant boulder down and cut off that flow. And so these boulders are negative beliefs. So I want to give people in the next 2 minutes here just a few quick ideas that can really help them begin to overcome these negative beliefs, because when you overcome negative beliefs, you unlock an extraordinary life. So the first thing is this acronym for FEAR, which is that FEAR stands for false evidence appearing real. The next time you feel fear, affirm that to yourself. This is false evidence appearing real. After that, we're going to talk about disidentifying with negative emotional states. So instead of, when you feel anxiety, instead of saying, I am an anxious person, say, anxiety has attached itself to me. If you get a thorn stuck in your arm, you don't say, I am the thorn, and you leave it in there. You pull it out. You say, oh, look at this thorn. It's in my arm. You take it out, right? And then the last thing I'm going to say is that your emotions are just messengers. The word emotion quite literally means energy in motion, and all energy carries information. So we can see emotion as information in motion. They are trying to tell you something. So the next time that you feel negative, instead of saying, how do I get rid of this emotion? Ask yourself, what does this emotion want me to get rid of? Because anxiety, depression, these negative states, they don't exist in a vacuum. It's usually because we have a negative habit or a negative belief system. So those are my quick tips for getting rid of negative beliefs so that you can live an extraordinary life. Thank you, Erica.
Woo! This is a powerful show. I want to thank Francisco Sandoval again and all my co-hosts. God bless Santa Barbara. Hug it out. See you next week.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a butcher with no breaks. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single